it's the ancient idea of a distance race. And it's one of these long distance races where you're running out in the fields, but then the race finishes around a track in a stadium. And so you got to just think of it that you're running this race, and this is the picture that the sermon is putting us listeners into. We're running the race, our feet are dragging, there's so much weight that's carrying us down, we don't think we're going to finish. But then all of a sudden you start to hear, as you get closer to the finish line and closer to the stadium, the shouting of all of these people. And as you round the corner, you see there in the stadium all those who have finished the race and gone before you. So there's your parents and your grandparents and the children that died in the Lord's name, and there's your ancestors, and there's the Lutheran, there's the pastor that baptized you, and they're cheering you on. And you look back and you run down a little bit further, and there's the fathers of the church, there's Lutheran, there's Ambrose, and there's all the great teachers, and there's Peter and Paul, and they're all cheering, you could keep the faith. And there's David, and there's Moses, and there's Noah, and there's Adam and Eve, and they're all cheering for you. You can do it. Keep the faith. Keep running. And you turn the corner. They're all cheering for you. And you turn the corner, and you see the finish line. And there at the finish line, with his arms spread out, is Jesus. and now you're not tired. Now you're just running. There's nothing holding you back. You're running to fall across the finish line into the arms of Jesus. So this is us, Todd. We're running, and Jesus is there, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's waiting to catch us as we fall across the finish line.